Good evening and welcome to another edition of Agar Meditation. And today the topic is the key to freedom. There were several questions that people asked. What is freedom? And there are some people who commented saying that I really need this key. So today let us I joined this call from my office, and so you will hear some strange sounds of our camera, so please don't mind. So few people asked, I need to have this key. Some people asked, what is freedom? So that's what we are going to explore today. So freedom, primarily, to put it simply, it's to be free of prejudice, to be free of any kind of judgment, any kind of notion, any kind of assumption. When you don't have any of those things, then you're free. When you have any of those, then you are a victim of your own notion, assumption, or your prejudice. Yes, you are a victim, which means that you're holding yourself to ransom to this prejudice. So when you don't have any of these prejudices, anything that can bind you, then you're truly free. As we progress, I will share with you what we will experience, and also share some anecdotes which will bring to you a perspective of what freedom actually is and how you can experience it. So let us first of all start with the maypole meditation, as always, because that is something that settles us, something that gives us the foundation to start our inner work. So for all those who are new, you can sit on a chair, but do not use the backrest. Sit with your back straight. If you're sitting down on the ground, then make sure you're not using the wall as a backrest. Stay away from the wall. Do not have a backrest for any reason. If you have a lower back pain, then I would suggest that you use a base which is about 3 inches or 4 inches tall, and you can sit cross-legged on it, with your legs drop down so that your back automatically straightens up, and that way your back will be firm. Do not sit on a sofa. You can sit on a dining chair and keep your legs beside each other if you're sitting on a chair. So let us begin now. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms, with fingers extended. There are several people who cannot imagine, who cannot visualize. You can also think, you can tell yourself, I'm sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. In front of you, think, imagine, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. You can imagine any other name and form of God or Guru that you worship instead of this sphere. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole. Hold on to a ribbon of whichever color that appeals to you, and walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through its ribbon relaxing energies. Ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any anxiety, any restlessness, any stressful thoughts, any troubled feelings. Breathe in this way a few times, receiving the relaxing energy, and breathe out everything that you need to release. Observe as your breath slows down. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress, any anger, any sadness, any fears, anxieties, anything that you think you need to release. Breathe in the healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain, any distress, any anger, anxiety, any emotional pain, anything that you need to release. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it's in your muscles, your bones, your tissues, your mind, wherever they are, just release them. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, fatigue, or even a sense of weakness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this energy deeply. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Thank you. to make this practice more powerful, imagine flowers in the center of your chest. These are beautiful, colorful, fresh, fragrant, blossomed flowers. Imagine these flowers in the center of your chest. You may have more than one flower. Observe whether these flowers have blossomed, whether there is still a bud, or whether they have wilted. Either ways, order these flowers to come into full bloom. Ask your higher consciousness to send its unconditional love to you. Breathe in this unconditional love through the flower. Let it fill your heart and entire being. Let it fill your heart, your chest space, and your entire beingness. As you breathe out, send these flowers to your family members. These flowers are countless in number. The more you send, the more they appear. Send these flowers to your family members, to your acquaintances, to your friends, relatives. One by one, send it to all of them. Observe the smile on their face as you send these flowers. Send these flowers to those people against whom you have prejudices, judgments, against whom you have ill emotions of anger, unhappiness, disgust. People whom you believe are dishonest, whom you believe you do not want to respect them, you do not want to give them your time. Send these flowers to all these people. Send it to those people with whom you do not want to talk. Come back to conscious awareness. Thank your higher consciousness for this exercise today evening. Move your hands, move your legs, move your shoulders. If you are numb, move your head from side to side. Shrug your shoulders if you have to, and come back to the present. I would like to state one experience which I had, which was extremely profound. I had two of them, but this is more benefiting and befitting to narrate. I was in a place called Mantralayam, and I had been called by the chief pontiff to do his Nadi Pariksha, and he was in a meeting, so I had to wait for him. So instead of simply waiting, I was sitting in front of the Vrindavana of Sri Raghavendra Swami, and I was meditating there. To give you a little past about my family. My wife comes from a tradition which is the Madhva Brahmin tradition. So traditionally they have practice where they emboss the chakra and shankha, that is the wheel and the conch, on the arms for the women on the forearm and for the men on the chest and the shoulders. It's a practice which I am very much against, because I feel that this is harming the body. For many years I held on to this truth that this is not healthy, because the same iron is heated and then put on the skin, so it can be contaminating, it can cause disease, it can cause infection. These are the thoughts that I held. I also had a debate with my father-in-law, and of course he's not very argumentative and doesn't know how to hold a debate, because I was his son-in-law, so he won't win the argument against me. So I made my point, and finally I won. So here I was at Mantralayam, and then my wife knew that I am in disagreement of any kind of embossing of the Shankha Chakra, and so she wouldn't get herself to this ritual. But once at Mantralayam, while in meditation, I was bathed in love. I was literally bathed in love. So which means that it was when you are in love, you just know it, and it's like it's the ultimate thing. So when I was bathed in love, my wife came and asked me after the Nadi Pariksha, she came and asked me, can I get the Shankha Chakra on my arms? I was in love, and I told her yes. Not only did I say yes to her, I also went with her to watch her get it done, and I was watching with all smiles and completely happy and in love. My wife was watching from the corner of her eye and wondering what's wrong with my husband. He's this guy who really does not agree to any of these rituals. He's observing. God only knows what's going to come out of it. But once she got it done and she came out, she actually asked me. She told me, I was watching from the corner of my eye and you didn't say a thing. And that's when I told her, you know what? I am in love. And I realized that when I'm in love, everything is okay. Freedom essentially is to be in love. When you are in love, then you are with the absolute truth, the one truth. And the one truth is very simple. It's okay. That's the truth. All the others that we carry are perceived truths. It's something that I hold on to, coming from my tradition, my parentage, my community, my family, my upbringing, my education, my land, my territory, my country, my state. So there's so many layers of perception that are involved in this perception. It's a perceived truth, not the absolute truth. So when you live in this perceived truth, then you are bound by that perception, and you have to justify that perceived truth. You must hold on to it viciously. It is just like each sect of our tradition, or each caste, or each religion. The people are holding on to their perceived truth so strongly, they would do anything. Some people give their life in the name of their religion. Some people take others' lives in the names of their religion. They're all perceived truths. The absolute truth, the one truth, is I am love. I am joy. I am peace. I am all-loving. I am all-inclusive. I am all powerful. This body that I am living in is just a part of me. I'm not only in this body, I'm everywhere. I am omnipresent. This is the absolute truth, the one truth. We have to cultivate this one truth by constantly living it, so we do not give in to all those perceptions. The reason why this is so important is because as long as you are alive and breathing, you have to bring in a great deal of relevance to your existence. You have to bring a great deal of meaning to your existence. We are all as the stalwarts have put it, as all the Swamijis have put it, we are all Tyagajivis, which means that we are here to sacrifice with love. That's why we are here. That's who we really are. And once we have led this life of relevance, when we are gone, we become irrelevant. But what we have left behind holds great relevance for the future generations. That is the intensity with which you need to live. That is the freedom that you need to embrace, the one truth. Now, let us get on to the small practice to get to this one truth. It's a practice which I have shared before, but now you're going to do this with this kind, with the same practice with a different motive. While in meditation, any thought that comes that is prejudiced, that is judgmental, that is calling right, wrong, good, bad, true, false, raise your hand in blessing. Let the thought melt away. Right? So while in meditation, any thought that comes, any thought at all, raise your hand in blessing and let the thought melt away. Do not judge how many times you raise your hand in blessing. And if some of you are sitting together or there are a group of people, do not judge, I raised so many times, I raised two less, two more. Let's not count. Just do this practice only with the intention of melting away all your prejudices and every other kind of judgment or emotions that you carry. So sit again. Straight with your back, neck and your head straight. Hold on to the ribbon. Ask the higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in and breathe out any restlessness, any hyperactivity in your mind, in your body that you need to release. Keep your eyes in a downward gaze. Now ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its healing energies. Breathe it in and breathe out any pain and distress or any distractions that you may carry. As any thought appears or tries to appear, do not resist it. Just raise your hand in blessing and let the thought melt away. Come back to conscious awareness. And open your eyes when you're ready. It's important to keep your back, neck and head straight. When your back slouches, you will have more thoughts, you will lose yourself, you may fall asleep, you may suddenly realize that you need to get back to the practice. So always make sure that your posture is straight. You have to be firm, you have to be alert. It's like a cobra, like a snake. You have to keep your back straight, firm and alert all the time. And then you don't have to just focus on anything. You just have to be alert and aware. Just watch the mind. That's what you have to do all the time. And then slowly, as you keep observing, the thoughts begin to reduce until one day you will see that there are just one thought, maybe two, and none other. Otherwise, the mind is just blank. So freedom is something that everybody is seeking. But it's like you have two ropes. You have to leave the rope of judgment to catch on to the rope of freedom. But people want to hold on to the rope of judgment and also want to hold on to the rope of freedom. It is not possible for you to have both. You can only have one or the other. You can either be everything is absolutely fine, it's okay, or you can be on the other side where you're judgmental, prejudiced, angry, frustrated, irritated, agitated, and all of those. So if something, some news really bothers you, then you must do something about that news. We don't do anything about that news. We just allow ourselves to be bothered by it. This is called prejudice. It takes away your freedom. You get yourself trapped by news, views, and all that which comes in the media. If you have nothing to do with it, which means that you feel that it hurts your religion, it hurts your sect, if you feel so, is there anything that you can do about it? Is there anything that you can do concrete which can not only voicing your concern, but can you affect a change? If you can, please do it and step out of that role. But don't stay in there spewing your anger. It serves no purpose. If there's any action that you need to take, take that action and step out. That's the way to be. It's not to just linger on with your anger and just waste your time getting engrossed. So freedom essentially is to just embrace it all. Everything is okay. It is being as the divine self. And if you want to get into the role, please get into the role. And then once you accomplished your task, your responsibility, or anything that you want to do, step out. That's the only way that you can experience freedom over and over. Are there any questions? Can you show hands if you have any questions, comments, any doubts, clarifications? Yes, Rashi, please unmute.
Sir, I just want to update some things, like the changes that I have brought inside. I realized that I was too judgmental, and yesterday, somebody shared a picture, my bhabhi shared a picture of my brother, and I'm always judgmental about him. So, but yesterday I wrote a, comment for him just to appreciate him. But that also I deleted. I thought I was being too judgmental, and I did that. I just avoided being judgmental. And I've always been worried about him. So every time I would think about him. So now I have replaced, worry and that thinking about him to, blessing him. Okay. So every time I get a thought, I start blessing or I send him flowers.
Okay.
That is one change that I've brought inside me.
Yes, but you have to be consistent, because judgment is too familiar. So you have to be consistent. This is a good change. See, the first thing that you notice is that you notice that you're being judgmental. This is good. The second step is you catch yourself becoming judgmental, which means that even before the judgment occurs, just a fraction of a second before, you have this feeling that you are going to judge. Catch yourself judging and stop yourself. The third is where you are clear that your mind is playing tricks with you. So you watch the mind bringing about a judgment, you stop the mind. And the fourth is that you are absolutely clear in your head that you see everything as just a part of you. So you have to grow from one step to another, but good that you are aware now that you're judging. It's nice.
Also, I have I need some help in this. Like you mentioned about, the incident of your mantra limb. So in the house also with kids, we do not agree with a lot of things, what they are doing. Example, like my teenage son wants to go out with his friends. So, that is also love when you want to stop him. But how do you, convince him that, this is not right and I do not agree on this? Because that also is love, right?
There is a distinction between love and attachment. So are you doing it out of love or attachment? Are you doing it out of concern?
No, it is out of concern.
That's attachment.
Because he wants to go to a place which is not a very good place. And
There are two things, Rashi. One is you can be firm. Being firm is to say that, how old is your son?
He's 15.
He's 15. So which means it looks like he's probably... Did you see the physical changes, his mustache coming on?
Yes.
So this is an indication of physical maturity. Once a person gets physically matured, it is time for you to remove all the attachments. You reduce your attachments and be more unconditional with him. Then you can be firm saying that this is a place, if you go, these are the changes that will occur. These are the things that you will get influenced. So do you really want to go? And if he is not listening to you, and if he is just in a hurry to say yes, tell him that, all right, you can go, but you are responsible for all the experiences that are going to go through. And you have to let him go. Once a person becomes an adult, you have to let the person go. But you have to give all the warnings that come from your experience and not from your fear.
There's no fear, but I am very firm in my thought.
Concern comes out of fear. I think you must observe your feelings.
Okay.
Concern comes out of fear. All right. So let's not hijack this session. So are there anyone else? Any questions, comments? All right, so let's go on to the, how many of you experienced that love today? Did any of you experience that love? Okay. It's important for you to get to this practice more frequently so you can just experience this unconditionality. Love is unconditional. Sushma, is there anything you want to say?
No, sir. I was just raising my hand for the question that you asked.
Right. Thanks. So love means being unconditional, being in total acceptance of everything as it is. That's what love actually means. So when situations occur, when you are in love, you'll know if you're in love when situations occur, when challenges occur. Then if you're going to get judgmental, you will see yourself falling out of love. If you do indeed get judgmental, if you get angry, if anything can disturb your state of peace, that means you are ready to forsake it for the sake of the mind, for the sake of judgment. Make your state of love stronger, and the only way you can do it is by constant practice. We call this a CIA, constant integrated awareness. You have to maintain this consistent awareness wherever you are, whatever you are doing. Maintain this consistent awareness. It's not easy. It's very challenging, but at the same time, it is extremely rewarding. We are in a state in this time capsule that we are going through. This is one of the best times to live in. So many souls are wanting to be born in this time because learning is happening the fastest at this time. So this is the time when you actually have to experience life and constantly allow the learning to come. And the way that way you do that is by just being okay with everything that's happening to you. Be absolutely okay with everything that's happening to you. And at the same time, do not allow yourself to be sucked by your judgment or by others' judgment of you. Observe and let it be, and the learning will come to you. That's the way to be. One of the best times, and this time will not come for another 1,000 years. So make this your moment to grow spiritually, to grow every which way. And the one way is to just be free. And to be free means to not hold any judgment or prejudice against anybody, and to just allow everything to just be as it is. Do not participate if you don't have to. Do never judge, and don't ever consider yourself being a victim. Everything happens for a reason. It's all coming for your learning. You know what? There is the ship that takes you from the banks of this shore called life to the banks of the other shore called the afterlife. And to get into the ship, you just have to be empty. Even if you carry a small straw, you will just be off-boarded the ship. So make sure that you just empty yourself completely so you can board the ship to afterlife, so you don't have to be born again. If you have even a small straw with you, you will be off-boarded from the ship, and you will have to wait for the next life opportunity to be born again, just to offload that one straw. So make sure that you are empty every which way, so that you can be taken to the other shore. We don't know when our exit is. There are no guarantees, but we know that we have the opportunity now. Don't waste it, make use of it, and empty yourself every which way. Like I told you, I'm reiterating, when you are gone, all that you have done is just becomes irrelevant. But as long as you are here in this body, everything that you do can be of great relevance. Bring in great relevance to your existence by serving humanity, by living truthfully in that one truth. With this, I end today's session. We'll meet again next Saturday. I'll let you know about the Mahashivratri meditation. Someone has asked whether we'll be meditating on Mahashivratri. Let me just look at it. It's on the 8th, so mostly yes, but then I have to plan. So I'll let you know about the Mahashivratri meditation and also the next Saturday meditation. Until then, have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week. Take care of yourself.